إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our eighth session from the book Al-Wasiyya Al-Sughra, the concise legacy or advice for uprightness of the religious and worldly life, authored by Taqiyyuddin Abul Abbas Ahmed ibn Abdul Halim ibn Abdul Salam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. The topic that we're going to discuss tonight is dealing with good character, al-khuluq al-hasan. And yani its general meaning, its comprehensive meaning, and its limited meaning. And tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, some of us, if not all of us, will find a challenge. In the hadith that we have been discussing from the beginning, the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which contains yani an advice and instruction to fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the people. And again, I say that perhaps some of us, if not all of us, will find a challenge that we can meet with the help of Allah. Before we look at the topic for tonight, by the way, if you're reading from the small edition, the English translation of the book, the original translation that was published in 1995, the topic is contained on one page, that's page 13, under the title Good Nature. Good nature, they mean here, good character. If you're reading from the more recent publication of the same translation, basically with some small modifications, published by Dar es Salaam, then the topic is contained under the same title, Good Nature, on page 44 and 45. On page 44 and 45. And if you're reading from the Arabic explanation of Sheikh Abdul Razak, the son of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahumullah, then we will begin reading on page 34, and in the second paragraph, where it says 34. The second paragraph which says قَالَ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ فَلَمَّا قَضَى هَاتَيْنِ بِهَاتَيْنِ الْكَلِمَتَيْنِ on page 34. At least in my copy it's on page 34. You have a different page? Huh? Let me see your book.
No, it's from
35. Maybe I wrote down the wrong page. Okay, so what we want to do quickly, as we normally do, we want to look at some of the topics from last week, from the study guide. Number 7, study guide number 7, question number 1, explain the reason for the author, rahimahullah, separating the mention of the fourth of the mumahhisat from the first three. Yani why did he separate the fourth of the mumahhisat, those things that yani remove the consequences of a person's sin? Why did he separate the fourth one from the first three? Mustafa?
He separated the fourth mumahhisat from the first three because the first three are in the hands of the servant. But the fourth one is not in his hands, it's in the hands of Allah.
Tayyib. The first three are in the hands of the abd. Yani things that you have control over. Repenting, seeking forgiveness, doing good deeds. And the fourth one is not in the hands of the human being. Rather, it is yani a trial that the person has been subjected to, that if they are patient with it, yani with ihtisab, expecting, anticipating reward from Allah, then it would be a kafar for them and a raising of their degrees. Yani, and from whatever else, yani, benefits of it, as mentioned in numerous hadith, that the person who's patient with their trials, then it will be a means of multiplication of their hasanat, and a means of elevation of their darajat, and a means of expiation of their sayyiat. So all of these are benefits, yani, from this fourth one, that the human being doesn't really have any control over, rather it's just a matter of recognizing that this is a trial, and being patient, and hoping for reward from Allah, that it will be a means of expiation of one's sins and so on. Question number two, explain how or when a person will come to know that he has fallen into actions of Jahiliyyah or the ways of the Yahud and Nasara. When will a person come to know such? Naam, Nadir.
When a person becomes, he learns, he's seeking out knowledge and he learns what.
When a person learns, when a person is seeking knowledge, yani, and it's somebody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them knowledge, given them light, and he raised them after they were mentally, yani, spiritually, when they were unconscious of what was going on around them, Allah raised them and gave them life and gave them knowledge, a light that they could see with. And if they look back then at the ahwal al-jahiliyyah, the conditions and the ways of the jahiliyyah and the ways of the people of the book, then they will then see how they themselves have been affected. Then they will recognize. But only after a person is learning. If they remain ignorant without seeking knowledge of the deen, then they will be, yani, a person who will say, I have never, yani, experience falling into, committed any innovation. Yani, I'm good. Because they won't know. Because they won't know. Because they're in ignorance. Question number three, briefly summarize the story mentioned by Sheikh Abdul Razak, which illustrates the above point. Yani, he mentioned a story of an incident that took place, yani, in real life, in his life, that illustrates this point clearly. Now,
a young man came to him and said that he spent his time amongst these people, he don't see no innovations from the people.
The man, he spent his life amongst these people, Sufia, from Sufis. And he said they have no innovation. He didn't see any bid'ah amongst them. He walked with them, he was on their way, he followed their path since his youth, and he doesn't see anything, any of deviation with them. Now,
and then, so Sheikh Abdul Razak, he told him that he would just spend some time with them and teach him, go through this book with them.
Now,
and by the time he finished the book with
what
him,
book?
Kubur, the
Grinch. Help us, somebody. Nobody knows the name of the book? Yeah. Ma'arij al Kubur. By who?
By
Hafiz al Hakami. Rahimahullah. So the Shaykh said, can I recommend a book for you? You can read it. Or we can read it together. And they sat in the masjid and they read it. And they took their time, read it carefully. The Shaykh explained whatever was unclear to the person. And when they reached,
one third
of the book. They didn't finish the book. He said, Shaykh, I have something I want to say to you. These people are full of bid'ah. They are full of innovation and deviation. When did it become clear? After knowledge. So this should help us to understand why people see things the way they see. Because they are seeing without sight. They have no light. They have no knowledge. They have no guidance. That's the problem. That's why there's nothing wrong with this place. There's nothing wrong with these people. There's nothing wrong with this. I don't see anything wrong. How can you see? You have no light. The fourth question, how has the author Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah described or defined al-hasanat, the good deeds which remove evil deeds? Naam, Musa.
He said that al-hasanat is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recommended on the tongue of the seal of the Prophet Hud, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and good deeds, manners, and good characters.
Tayyib. He said that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recommended. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged on the tongue, ala lisani, khatamin, what?
Al-Nabiyyin.
Khatamin Nabiyyin. The seal of the prophets, meaning that's the end of the matter. So nobody can come after that with something else. What Allah has recommended on the tongue of the seal of the prophets, the matter is finished. Nobody can come and say this is something good now, unless it came through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of what? Of a'mal, actions or deeds, akhlaq, character, and also sifat, characteristics or qualities of goodness that the Prophet ﷺ has informed us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these are recommended by Allah, that these are commendable, beloved, praiseworthy actions, praiseworthy yani characteristics, praiseworthy character traits. And this reminds us of the praiseworthy character traits of the Prophets. Yani, how many of them we looked at? praiseworthy character traits that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us through the prophets alayhi salatu wassalam. After this, question number 5, mention Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah's description of what is meant by al-masa'ib al-mukaffira, misfortunes. What does he mean? Yani what is intended by this yani expression al-masa'ib al-mukaffira? What is meant by this? Na'am, Sadiq. The calamities that remove sins. This is the meaning of the expression al-masa'ib yani al-mukaffira. The calamities remove sins. How has Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah though defined what does it entail? Na'am.
He said that it's anything that servants feel pain from.
Anything that causes pain to the person. Na'am. Kullu ma yu'lam.
Sadness, worries, or harms.
Ham, hazan, adha, aywa, harms.
That he got from his wealth.
In the person's wealth.
His wealth
in their honor. And in their body. Naam. Yani whatever a person, yani ham means a person is worried about something that may happen. And huzn means that a person yani is grieving over something that already happened. Whatever causes this to human being or harm that comes to them, to their wealth, to their honor, to their physical being. This is what is meant by al-musa'ib, al-mukaffara. Yani the calamities, the afflictions that befall a person, whether it's in their wealth, whether it's in their health, whether it's in their honor, whatever, that cause harm to them. That causes them to worry, that causes them to grieve over what is ahead of them or what is behind them. These things expiate for sins. If it befalls a believer and they're patient with it, it expiates sins. And how much are we experiencing this? Some of us experience it all the time. And if a person is patient with it, understanding that ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. There's no calamity befalls except by the permission of Allah. وإلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها. There's no calamity before, except it's already in a book, already recorded, written, decreed, before Allah brings it into existence. Whoever knows that, خلاص. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. وقدر الله وما شاء فعل. Question number 6. List the 3 ممحصات. يعني the things which remove the consequences of sins. Which Shaykh Abdul Razak Hafidhullah mentions will take place in the qabr, in the grave. 3 of them. 1.
Dua for the deceased.
Yani? Like Salatul Janazo or the people praying for the person for their forgiveness, for mercy, to be saved from the hellfire. Now, 1.
Doing good deeds on behalf of the person.
Somebody doing a good deed, like making hajj on behalf of somebody or giving sadaqah on behalf of a dead person, giving it to them as a gift. Naam, that will benefit them. And the third one?
The trials in the grave.
The trials in the grave. The fitna of the grave. The fear, the punishment. Yani what would take place in the grave? And especially the fitna til qabr. Naam, the 2 angels that will come and question the person and so on. Question number 7 lists the 3 mumahhisat, which the Shaykh Abdul Razak Hafidhullah mentions will take place on Yawmul Qiyamah. Take place on Yawmul Qiyamah. Naam, Mustafa.
Terror on that day.
The terror, ahwal yawm al-qiyamah, the terror, the fright, the fear of that day. Naam, 1. Naam.
Severity of the length of standing.
Shiddat al-mawqif, yani the severity of the standing on that day, which would be a day whose measure would be like 50,000 years. Naam. Another? Naam, Sadiq. In the grave? We're in the grave. Hold that one. Somebody else. In the grave.
We
finished?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yawmul Qiyamah. Okay, intercession. Naam. Okay, intercession of those who intercede. At the head of them, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second one.
Allah.
Huh?
Allah.
Okay, he said the intercession, right, that would take place, and also the pardoning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the Shaykh, he mentioned what? The hadith in Bukhari in which it meant the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the people would intercede, would be allowed to intercede after that, then it would be said, Baqiyat shafa'atu arhamu ar-rahimeen. Yani there still remains the shafa'at, intercession of the most merciful, of those who are merciful. And the Shaykh said the meaning of this is what? The intercession of Allah, meaning what? Huh? remains the intercession. Most merciful of those who show mercy. What does that mean though? Yani Allah will intercede with who? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala iradati fi nafsihi, that He will have in Himself intention to have mercy on this person, to not punish them. The last question summarizes the story behind the precious, priceless advice of Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimahullah to a man who had wasted 60 years of his life. And let me say here that one of the brothers came to me now, and last week after the class, the brother sent me a video of Shaykh Abdul Razak mentioning this similar story, but from Al-Hasan Al-Basri. And it became clear that it has been narrated, almost the same exact story, the wording is a little bit different, yani, that an incident took place with Al-Hasan Al-Basri, and in another place, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, same story of a man who 60 years wasted his life and then he had given this advice. And by the way, after searching further, it became clear that this advice that came in this story was advice from the Prophet ﷺ. It's in a hadith, and the hadith yani is reported by Tabarani and in Zawaid and in other books, and some of the scholars like Al-Munzari and Sheikh Al-Albani from the contemporary scholars said that the hadith is Hasan, that the Prophet ﷺ said. And he gave the advice that is mentioned in the story from Al-Fudayl rahimahullah, and also mentioned in the story of Hasan al-Basri, the basis of it came from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so the story, yani, in either case, whether it's mentioned by Al-Fudayl or mentioned Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, and his story is what? A man, yani, he met one of them, he met a man who had lived for 60 years. He asked him, how old are you? He told him 60 years, and he said, what? And you're on the way, you've been traveling, and you're about to come to the end of the road, you're about to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And meaning that you're almost out of here, so look at yourself. And the man said, what? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He asked him, do you know what it means? In one of those narrations, the man said he knows what it means. In the other narration, he said he didn't know what it meant. In any case, the meaning of it, yani, the meaning of inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is what? Inna lillahi means, ana abdun lillahi, I'm a slave that belongs to Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ means أَنَا رَاجِعُونَ, I'm returning to Him. And then he said to him, if you know that you are a slave of Allah, it belongs to Allah, and that you're going to return to Him, then you must know that you will be يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ standing, يعني موقف, يعني موقف بين يدي الله, you will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know that, then know that you will be mas'ul, questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know you will be questioned, then prepare an answer for the question. And then the man, يعني, realized his situation. Malhila, what is the solution? What is the way out? What is the escape from this? And he told him what? And this is the core of the whole story. What? He said it's easy. What is it? It's what? Ahsan. Fima baqiya. Yani do well. Fear Allah. Observe taqwa of Allah. Be obedient to Allah in what remains of your life. And then Allah will forgive you, or you will be forgiven. Yani that which is left. You will be forgiven that which is past and that which yani remains. Both of them. This is a beautiful yani story, inshallah. Hopefully it is a benefit to all of us. As far as tonight, our topic, as I said, is Al-Khuluq Al-Hasan, and yani hopefully we'll be able to complete it because it's somewhat lengthy. We'll do as much as we can bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Yani the Shaykh, he begins by reading from the text of the book. قال رحمه الله تعالى فلما قضى بهاتين الكلمتين حق الله من عمل الصالح وإصلاح الفاسد. Yani when Allah, when yani Shaykh Al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is saying فَلَمَّا قَضَى بِهَاتَيْنِ الْكَلِمَتَيْنِ, yani when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam yani settled, completed, finished the matter of the right of Allah with these two words, meaning righteous deeds and correcting or rectifying that which has been corrupted or done wrong. Yani these two words, meaning in the first part of the hadith, he said اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُمَ كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعَ السَّيَّةَ الْحَسَنَةَ. And you fear Allah as much as you can in every situation or circumstance, and follow up an evil deed with a good deed. These are two words. The first of them is doing righteous deeds, and the second of them means what? Correcting, fixing, rectifying the wrong that has been done. Follow up an evil deed with a good deed. Fix it. Yani, because what? Tamhuha. Because a good deed will remove the consequences of the evil deed. These two words, yani, encouraging the believer to do good deeds, to fear Allah in every situation and circumstance. And the second of them is when you fall short, fix it. Fix it by following up an evil deed with a good deed, or by repentance, or by seeking forgiveness, and so on. These two words, he said, when he finished, yani the Prophet ﷺ, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah is saying, when the Prophet ﷺ finished the affair of Allah, the right of Allah, by mentioning these two matters, قال وخالق الناس بخلق حسن وهو حق الناس. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said خالق الناس بخلق حسن, يعني deal with the people, يعني observing good character. When you deal with the people in your interaction and exchange with the people with good character. And here he said وَهُوَ حَقُّ النَّاسِ, and this is the right of the people. Yani the first two parts are the right of Allah, and the second part is the right of the people. وَجِمَاعَ, and Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah is saying here وَجِمَاعَ الْخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ مَعَ النَّاسِ, and this expression here is very important to keep in mind, مَعَ النَّاسِ, because the second part of what he's talking about is connected to the first part. He said وَجِمَاعَ الْخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ, yani the sum total, the heart, the core, yani what collects and gathers what is considered as good character, ma'an nas, with the people. Because there's khuluq al-hasan with Allah, and there's khuluq al-hasan with the people. As far as with the people, the sum total of good character with the people, and tasila man qata'aka bis-salami wal-ikram, that you keep ties with those who have cut you off. How do you keep ties with them? By as-salam wal-ikram, by greeting them with salam, even though they have cut you off. And by honoring them, ikram, treating them well. وَالدُّعَى لَهُ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, and making dua for that person who cut you off, and seeking forgiveness for that person who has cut you off. وَالثَّنَى عَلَيْهِ وَالزِّيَارَةِ لَهُ, and also, but what? Praising that person and visiting that person. The person who did what? Who cut you off. This is the challenge for us tonight. Huh? That this is the جِمَاعَ الْخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ, yani the sum total of real good character with the people, is that the person who cut you off, that you keep ties with them. You give them salam, you honor them, you make dua for them, you seek forgiveness for them, you praise them, and you visit them. So who of us does that? To the person who cuts us off. Friends said, don't call me no more, don't visit me, I don't want to see you. They cut you off. They have nothing to do with you. How do you respond? In like, same to you then. Huh? That's not husn al-khuluq in Islam. Shaykh al-Islam goes on to say that the sum total of husn al-khuluq is what? وَتُعْتِيَ مَنْ حَرَمَكَ مِنَ التَّعْلِيمِ وَالْمَنْفَعَ وَالْمَالِ, and that you give to those who have held back from you. مَنْ حَرَمَكَ, who kept back from you. Kept back what? يعني تعليم, learning, knowledge, المنفعه, whatever is beneficial and wealth, they kept it from you. Then you give it to them. وَتَعْفُوَ أَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ فِي دَمٍ أَوْ مَالٍ أَوْ عِرْضٍ, and that you pardon those who have wronged you, ظَلَمَكَ, did wrong to you, in reference to blood, yani physically, or in reference to your wealth, or in reference to your honor. They violated your honor. They violated your wealth. They violated you physically. So what do you do to them? You pardon them. Which one of us pardons them? Huh? And this is mentioned in the Quran, and we'll come to it inshallah. And this ayat in the Quran, inshallah, I'll refer to it when we come in the explanation, is a tremendous ayat, and it's the real challenge for us that Shaykh al-Islam will take me. This is the core of what he's talking about here. This is the challenge to us. The people who really have good character, this is the advice that the Prophet ﷺ gave to Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And we have been reading that hadith, and we've been talking about the hadith for the last few weeks. But we came to this part that is the real challenge. The first part is a challenge too, but that's what Allah, and it's easy for you to know that I've fallen short, and Allah deserves that I do better. But with the people, it's not so easy. Because we don't feel that they have any right to anything. And if we fall short to them, we don't care about them. That's the challenge. And the believer fears Allah. So when you fall short, you know you fell short. And you feel bad about it and you want to do better. But with the people, you say, yani whatever they say, we can't even say it, right? We shouldn't be saying that. But that's what we say. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says here, وَبَعْدُ هَذَا وَاجِبٌ وَبَعْدُهُ مُسْتَحِبٌ or mustahab. Yani some of these things are wajib and some of it is commendable, recommended, beloved. This is the first part of this topic. The second part, وَأَمَّا الْخُلُقَ الْعَظِيمِ, this is the general meaning of character with the people, what we have just mentioned. وَأَمَّا الْخُلُقَ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي وَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, but as far as the magnificent character with which Allah has described the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, huh, in the Quran, this character, what is it? It's not the character that we just talked about with the people, how you deal with the people, but this is a greater, more comprehensive meaning of good character. this character that the Prophet ﷺ has been described with, this lofty, noble, magnificent character that he's been described with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ الدِّينَ الْجَامِعُ لِجَمِيعُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مُطْلَقًا. فَهُوَ الدِّينَ, it is the whole deen. الْجَامِعُ لِجَمِيعُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مُطْلَقًا. Yani which brings together, which encompasses all of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded with. Mutlaqan, absolutely. All of it. This is good character that is intended in the description of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka ala khuluqin azim. That you are upon a tremendous, mighty, magnificent character. That character is the whole of the deen, of everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us with. Hakadha qala Mujahid wa ghayruhu. Yani Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, this is how it has been explained by Mujahid, the great scholar from the Tabi'een, and others besides him. And you can find this kind of meaning, yani in the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir and some of the books of Tafsir concerning this ayah. And second meaning of it, yani same meaning but different wording, وهو ta'wil al-Qur'an. And it is the ta'wil, meaning the implementation, the practical application of the Qur'an. Yani the meaning of al-khuluq al-azim that the Prophet has been described with, it means the implementation of the Qur'an. As it has been said by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, كان خلقه القرآن. Yani his character was the Qur'an. This is the meaning of al-khuluq al-azim that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are upon a high, noble, magnificent standard of character. Khuluq al-azim. It is the whole of the deen, everything that Allah has commanded the people with, according to Mujahid and some of the other commentators of Qur'an. And it is the implementation of the Qur'an, as explained in the statement of Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was asked about what was the character of the Qur'an, she said, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. Yani his character was the Qur'an. And the Shaykh explains what is meant by this as we go along. And finally, the final statement of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah here in this paragraph, wa haqiqatuhu al-mubadaratu ila imtithali ma yuhibbuhu Allah ta'ala bitib an-nafs, bitib nafsin wa anshira sadrin. Yani in the reality of this, yani khuluq al-azim, its reality, it is al-mubadara, hastening, ila imtithal, to implement, to comply with, ma yuhibbuhu Allah ta'ala, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, being hasty, quick, without any hesitation, compliance, implementation of what Allah loves, bitib nafsin wa inshirah sadrin, meaning that the nafs, yani your inner self feels good about it when you do it. And inshirah sadr means that your heart, your chest is open to it. You are content with it. Yani you do it, whatever Allah is pleased with, you are hastening and fulfilling and complying with it, feeling good about doing it. Huh? Being content that you are doing what is pleasing, ma yuhibbuhu Allah, what Allah loves. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah says, this is the reality of this good character. And this is very important, subhanAllah. And I read this book a lot of times, but this now we are reflecting on it a little bit deeper. And this is the reality of this good character. There is a challenge to us because the Prophet ﷺ has commanded us to observe taqwa of Allah in every situation and circumstance, and he has also commanded us to behave well, to observe good character in our dealing with the people. And that involves, in general, the first good character with the people, and it also involves, in the comprehensive meaning, all of the Qur'an. Having an open heart and being content and being pleased with complying with what is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh Abdul Razak, hafidhahullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, he says, the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, that when, in that hadith of Mu'adh, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has finished discussing the rights of Allah with these two words, meaning doing good deeds and correcting or rectifying the errors that you have made. And here he says, this is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he advised Mu'adh, he said to him, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. Observe taqwa of Allah in every situation and circumstance. وَعَتْبِ السَّيَّةِ الْحَسَنَةِ تَمْهُوَا. And follow up an evil deed with a good deed, it will remove it. These two statements here, he's saying that the first of them, observe Allah, taqwa of Allah in every situation and circumstance, this and follow up an evil deed with a good deed, it contains two sides or two angles. It's dealing with two subjects or two matters. The first of them is doing righteous deeds. And this in the saying of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, observe taqwa of Allah in every situation and circumstance. This is the first angle, the first side of it. And the second angle is إصلاح الفاسد, يعني correcting or rectifying that which has been corrupted, that which has been done wrong. And that is understood from the statement, follow up an evil deed with a good deed and it will erase it, it will remove it. So the abd, the slave, servant, worshiper of Allah, is in need of this and this. He is in need of doing righteous deeds, and he is also in need of correcting or rectifying what he has done wrong. Yani patching up what he has fallen to of mistakes and errors, fixing it. And we have already come to know that committing sins is something that is inevitable for the human being, that every human being will commit sin. And it is a necessity that people commit sin. There's no escape from it. We are human beings. فَيَحْتَاجُ إِلَى هَذِينِ الْعَمْرَيْنِ So therefore the human being is in need of these two matters, doing good deeds and also rectifying the errors and mistakes that they have made. So the doing of good deeds is pointed to in the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثَمَا كُنْتَ Observe taqwa of Allah, wherever you may be. And the rectification of what has been corrupted, or the errors or mistakes or wrongs we have done, is pointed to in the saying of the Prophet, follow up an evil deed with a good deed, it will erase it. Here Shaykh al-Islam, he goes back to the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah again, and saying that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered the right of Allah in these two words, yani doing righteous deeds and correcting what has been wronged, now he says, وَخَالَكَ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ And now he says, yani deal with the people, and your dealings with the people, observe good character. This is the right of the people. And he has already pointed in the beginning of this hadith, yani the way in which this statement of the Prophet ﷺ is comprehensive, because it includes حقين, two rights, the right of Allah and the right of the people. This yani advice to Mu'adh, it contains the rights of Allah and the right of the people. So the right of the people, he has summarized, that is the Prophet ﷺ has summarized in this advice where he said, yani observe good manners, good character in dealing with the people. What is this khuluq al-hasan? Yani what is this jima' al-khuluq al-hasan that Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah is referring to? Jima' al-khuluq al-hasan, the sum total of good character. Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala has defined it with a ta'rif azim, bi ta'rifin azimin, wa ta'rifin jamiin. Yani with a tremendous definition, a comprehensive definition. وَالْمُوَفَّقْ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يُوَفَّقْ لِلْقِيَامْ بِالْخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَصْفِ الَّذِي عَرَضَهُ وَذَكَرَهُ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ ابْنُ تَيْمِيَّةَ And here there's a word said, عَرَفَهُ الَّذِي عَرَفَهُ And it should be, عَرَضَهُ عَرَضَ عَيْنْ رَا ضَاد عَرَضَ instead of عَرَفَ So the one who is successful, al-muwaffaq, from the servants of Allah, is the one who has been given success to perform, to act upon, to implement this good character, according to the description which has been presented. Yani alladhi aradahu, yani which Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah has presented, and which he has mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala. What is this jima' al-khuluq al-hasan ma'an nas? He said again, yani the Shaykh is saying, yani the Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah has explained it as, keeping ties with those who have cut you off by giving them salam and honoring them and supplicating for them and seeking forgiveness for them and praising them and visiting them. This is the sum total of good character, and also it is giving to those who have held back from you learning or knowledge or beneficial things or wealth. And it is pardoning the one who has violated you, man zalamaka, who has done wrong to you, done zulm to you, in reference to blood or wealth or honor. This is the jima' al-khuluq al-hasan, yani the sum total of good character, according to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. So there is some other character, akhlaq, yani that is current, that is widespread in circulation amongst the people, yani tadruju bayna an-nas, yani is common amongst the people. But this akhlaq here is tabadul masalih wal manafi', yani is just exchanging benefits amongst one another. It's just, yani this kind of good character is when we just exchange yani good deeds and good words and stuff with one another. Meaning, if you treat me well, I treat you well. And you treat me good, I treat you good. I will treat you with the like of how you treated me. If you're good to me, I treat you good back. ولكن good character الذي يظهر فعلا في صاحبه وحرصه على التقرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى به ونيل الثواب العظيم الذي أعده الله سبحانه وتعالى لأهل الأخلاق العالية والورفية هو الذي يكون بهذا الوصف. But however, that is what is amongst the people today. And you speak nice to me, I speak nice back to you. Give me a gift, I give you a gift. You invite me, I invite you. That's what's amongst the people today. However, the real khuluq al-hasan, good character, that is manifest in reality, that manifests itself in the one who has it, and shows his eagerness to get near to Allah by it, and his desire to achieve the great reward of Allah by it, yani the reward that Allah has prepared for those people who have this good character, this high standard of character, this good character is the one that is according to this description that we have just mentioned. And if somebody wrongs you, somebody holds back from you, somebody does whatever to you, you don't treat them the same way. They cut you off, you don't cut them off. This is what shows real good character in the person, and the person's eagerness to really get near to Allah and earn the reward of Allah. And now we're saying what? I'm saying that this is the good character that we need if we really want to get near to Allah. This is a challenge, for real. It's a challenge. Because maybe somebody cursed you out, or they stole some money from you, or maybe they actually, one day they were mad with you and they just, when you wasn't looking, punched you in the face. You know, not in America, you ain't going for that, right? So later on, what do? When you see them, like one guy said, on the telephone, it recorded, and the brother told him, I'm taking this to the Sheikh on you. He said, wherever I see you in Medina, in the Prophet's masjid, I'm going to get in your mouth, I'm going to do this, that, and the other to you. That's not the kind of character that we're talking about. We're talking about, okay, he did whatever he did, and he pardoned, forgive, overlook. Let's get past it. This is the character that shows, that manifests a person wants to get near to Allah and earn the reward of Allah. I'm not saying that this is something easy, believe me. I'm not trying to claim that that's me. I'm saying that's what we are challenged with, all of us. Really. This is Islam, believe it or not. It's in the Quran, but sometimes we just read past these things because it's not really suitable for us. We're not on that level. We're not ready for that. Wallahu musta'an. It is not, the real good character is not the good character that is, just exchanging. You keep ties with me, I keep ties with you. You give to me, I give to you. You reward me for something that I have done, and then I reward you back. This is not what we're talking about here. The real good character that manifests itself and clarifies itself. Is what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is talking about here. The picture that he is giving to us, what we have just mentioned. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, when he defined good character, he defined it bi mahaqqin. With something that would be used as a test. When a person is put to the test, then their true colors show. Right? This is what he means by mahaqq. Mahaqq means something that the person is tested with, then now we really see what's underneath, what's inside, what's behind that image. They say he's fronting. When he's in that tight situation, then you see the real person. Huh? This kind of requirement here, acting like this, this is the real test. This is the real test. Then you see your real self. You have to be honest with yourself. This is the test. يَتَمَيَّزُ وَيَظْهَرُ وَيَبْرُزُ فِيهِ خُلُقَ الْحَسَنْ فِعْلًا. Really, this brings out, makes clear, makes to appear the real good character in reality. لأن الخلق الحسن منحصر في هذا. This doesn't mean that good character is restricted only to these matters that he mentioned. It doesn't mean that. It means that in these situations is when you really see the truth of the matter, the reality of the person. There's other things that are good character too. But this right here is the real test. ولكن هذا محق يتميز أو يميز فعلا ويجلي فعلا أن صاحب هذه الأعمال فعلا على خلق كبير وخلق عال ورفيع جدا. This kind of test makes clear, distinguishes in reality and brings out with clarity the one who does these actions that we mentioned, these three categories, the one who violates you and the one who holds back from you and the one who cuts you off, how you come back with them. This kind of action shows that a person has great character. A person has lofty character, high level, sublime character. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, قَالَ جِمَالْ خُلُقَ الْحَسَنْ مَعَ النَّاسِ. The sum total of good character with the people. And it is, to keep ties with those who cut you off by giving them salam and honoring them, making dua and seeking forgiveness and praising them and visiting them. And he repeats this yani a lot. We don't have to repeat it every time, but yani just try to get the idea of what we're talking about here. These matters, يحتاج إلى قلب كبير. The Shaykh is saying, to be able to do these things, when a person has treated you like that, this requires a person have to have a big heart. وتحتاج قبل ذلك إلى عون من الله سبحانه وتعالى. This is critical here. And even before that, it requires help from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Otherwise, who, من الذي يسمو إلى هذا المستوى العالي؟ إلا من يوفقه الله سبحانه وتعالى. Otherwise, who can rise to this very high level except the one that Allah gives success to? And here the Shaykh tells a brief story. Yani has passed by. Previously, we came across yani some days ago some great speech of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah where he's talking about pardoning and afu. Yani kalam that was very, it affected the people greatly. All of those who were present were affected by this kalam of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Yani his speech, yani what he said about pardoning, really affected the people. So after this day, after this speech, some days later, one of the noble brothers who were present began to spontaneously speak to me about himself and his own condition. And he said, since I heard that speech of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, I myself wanted to do these deeds like this. I wanted to yani be pardoning like the way he was talking. However, the man is saying, until now I haven't been able to do it. Yani meaning I'm convinced that this is noble character, this is high character, this is very, very great, but I'm not able to do it. I just wasn't able to do it. And then the Shaykh says, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this noble brother able to do it after he was unable to do it. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist all of us in doing this. That every one of us, he will give us success in this khair. So the like of these matters is the real test, is the test that will bring out the good character of a person. Many of the people, you find that they have good character, beautiful character, admirable character. However, when they come to this test, when they reach to this test, they forget the good character. They forget the good, yani, dealing with the people. If somebody does evil to them, their neighbor, for example, or one of their relatives does some evil to them, this beautiful character that the person has, this fine character, turns into meanness, sharasa, وتتحول إلى فظاظة, being rude and impolite, وإلى غلظة, being harsh. Yani, this good character that we saw in the person, when they were put to the test, the character turned into something else. And this reminds us of the ayah in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Yani, if you had been فَضًّا, yani harsh, rude, rough, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, hard-hearted, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they would have ran away from you. The Prophet of Allah yani, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he had been harsh and rude and rough, the people would have ran away from him. He's the Prophet of Allah. But if he had been harsh and rough, the people would have ran away from him. With all of the good qualities that he had, just harshness and roughness makes the people run away. So what about us then? We don't have any of those characteristics. And then we are also rough and harsh and rude. Huh? And then we say we're calling people to Islam, we're calling people to the Sunnah, we're calling people to Salafiyya. Not with that kind of character. لو كنت فظاً غليظ القلب, Prophet of Allah, if you had been harsh-hearted and rough with the people, they would have ran away from you. Don't you wonder sometimes why they are running from us? This is the haq, no doubt. Why aren't the people flocking to it? There's nothing wrong with the haq. But there's something wrong with us. And somebody said the people. You're right, but not, I don't want to say the people. No, I want to say us. There's something wrong with us. Naam. May Allah rectify our affair. And we're upon the haq, no doubt. The Quran, the Sunnah, it was understood by the Salaf al-Salih. But the way we exemplify it, the way we yani manifest it, the way we deal with the people, makes them see something different. Something that's very beautiful, it became ugly. And Shaykh al-Albani talked about this, Allahu Musta'an, just before he died. And he said, let's not make thiqal, yani the heaviness, thiqal al-haq, yani the heaviness of the truth upon these people who are off the path, let's not add to it the heaviness of our ill behavior. It's already hard for the people to accept the truth, who are a deviation, who are lost. And then we make it harder by what? By the way, the one who delivers it, the vessel that delivers it, is ugly. I'm getting sidetracked. Anyway, so the Shaykh, he says, yani, this happened, and he said, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give all of us, yani, the tawfiq to, yani, display the correct behavior, the good behavior that only can come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he talked about, yani, the people who show good behavior, but when they're tested, then their behavior changes to something else, some other kind of behavior. So, and therefore, this is a test that distinguishes, indeed, the person who really has good character. And another case, another situation, is that when a person has some maslaha, that's with somebody else, yani, something of benefit that somebody has that he's trying to get, something, get them to do something for him or whatever, we find that this person has very, very high character, a very high level of good character in dealing with the people who have something of benefit that they are seeking. But when they reach, when the person reached to this test, ظهرت معادن الناس, and that which is deep down in the mines, meaning not the mind, the head, the mind, like when you dig under the ground, gold mines and stuff, then that which is deep down in the person, it comes out. And they're acting real good. But when the test comes, then that which is deep down comes to the surface. That which is in the minds appears, the reality of that person's character. And for this reason, it came from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, yani, that he expressed it in this way. Yani, he expressed it, yani, meaning that he gave this definition of good character in such a way that it makes clear, yani, the root of the matter, the real, yani, the reality of a situation. He said that جماع الخلق الحسن مع الناس, and he repeated it again, that the sum total of good character of the people is keeping ties with those who have cut you off, and giving to those who have prohibited you, and pardoning those who have wronged you, and so on. يعني هنا يقف الإنسان وقفة جادة مع نفسه في حياته. Here the Shaykh says, here the person has to take, يعني, a serious look at his own life. Okay, every one of us have to take a serious look at ourselves, the reality, not the one that we show to the people when we go out of the house, or we come to the masjid, or wherever we go someplace when we show that face. The good guy. Good person. We have to take a serious look at ourselves. Perhaps a person may be tried in his life. For example, with a mu'amala, laysa bidhak. Yani, they was treated by somebody in a way that wasn't really good. Maybe it was from their father or their mother. Maybe it was from their, yani, their uncle or aunt from their mother's side, or their uncle or aunt from their father's side, or from their ustad, or their mu'allim, their teacher, or their sheikh, or their professor. Yani, some bad treatment that came from the people who are close to you, who you're supposed to have respect and love for, but they treated you bad. So what is the good character in this place? Here, the reality of good character comes forth in the person's treatment, or in their dealings, yani, in that kind of situation, when they are tested with some bad treatment from the people. Many of the people, يَسْقُطُوا تَمَامًا. Yani, in this test, in this situation, some of the people, they fall down completely. I mean, they fall on their face. Yani, they fail the test. They show that they don't really have good character. And then they make excuses. They say, oh, since so-and-so, these people were doing this, they don't have any right for me to treat them with good character. They don't have any right for me to treat them in a good way. To all the excuses that a person can make. فَهُنَا حَقِيقَةً يَتَمَيَّزِ الْخُلْقِ. Here is where the reality, in reality, yani, good character, yani, a person's good character or other than it, becomes distinguished. Here the Shaykh says, take this story or this surah, this image or this, yani, thing that took place, yani, that will bring near to us the meaning of this subject. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he gives an example of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, the one who is talking about, yani, who this speech is coming from, about, yani, the people who wronged you, the people who cut you off, and the people who, whatever, held back from you, how you should deal with them, okay, that this is real good character. Here's Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, the one who's talking about this, and his life is amazing in the implementation of this lofty, sublime, high level of noble character, rahimahullah ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim, his student Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, says, when one of the most, yani, serious, the strongest, yani, enemies of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, who disputed with him, one of his greatest enemies, died. So one of his students came to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah very, very happy, and he said to him, أُبَشِّرُكَ فُلَانْ مَاتْ. And I bring you the good news, so-and-so has died. your enemy, his arch enemy, the worst person, yani, who opposed him in everything. He said he died. وَيَسُوقُ بِشَارَةٍ لِشَيْكَ الْإِسْلَامِ تَيْمِيَ أَنَّ لَدَّ خُسُومِهِ وَعَدَائِهِ مَاتَ. And he's bringing to him the good news to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah that his worst enemy has died. يقول ابن قيم فغضب ونهر الرجل من هذا الكلام. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, يعني ابن قيم says he became angry and he scolded this man for this speech. And he got up instantly and he went to the house of that man's children or to the house of his family and he expressed his condolences to them. His enemy, his worst enemy. And he said, قَالَ أَنَا لَكُمْ مَكَانَهُ. Yani, I am for you in his place. Yani, whatever he did for you, whatever he was responsible for, I'm in that place now. That's his enemy. That's not his best friend, his brother, his closest companion. This is his enemy, his worst enemy. He said, أَنَا لَكُمْ مَكَانَهُ. Anything that you need, any kind of help, requested from me. I am in his place. فَأَكْبَرُوا فِيهِ هَذَا الْخُلُقُ وَتَأَثَرُوا تَأَثُرًا عَظِيمًا بِهَذَا الْخُلُقُ. So his companions or the people around him, they saw this, they considered this to be something praiseworthy, admirable. Yani this character of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and they were affected in a great way by his character. Such that some of those people who lived in the time of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, they said, we wish that يعني ليتنا لمن نحب مثل شيخ الإسلام مع خصومي. We wish that we would be with those whom we love the way he is with his enemies. We wish that we could treat those who we love on the level that he treated his enemies. We wish that our character with those whom we love would be like Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah with those of his enemies. We wish that we could be with our brothers and those who we love, like Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah was with those who disputed with him. And another example, when he came out of the prison, and he had been in prison because of slander, defamation, yani that from his enemies, from the Ahlul Bidah, from some of the judges and the people like that who were in positions, they got him imprisoned by making up some lies against him. So when he came out of prison, the Sultan called him. And there had been some problem between the Sultan and those judges. There were some problems between them. So he wanted to use the harm that they did to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and their provocation and their instigation to have him killed. They tried to have him killed. He wanted to use that for his own benefit. So he called Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah to him and he said, indeed these people have done such and such and so, and they even wanted to kill you. And they were trying to get you killed. So I want you to give me a fatwa to kill them. Now he wants to kill them because he has some problems with them. But he wants to use Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Look what they did to you. Give me a fatwa, I'll kill them for you. Give me a fatwa so I can kill them. Call Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, هَوْلَىٰ عُلَمَا الْبَلَدْ هَوْلَىٰ قُضَاتْ هَوْلَىٰ إِذَا قَتَلْتُهُمْ لَا تَجِدْ مِثْلَهُمْ. He said, these people are the scholars of the land. These people are the judges. These people, you kill them, you won't find the like of them. Who will replace them? He said, أَمَّا خَطَأُهُمْ فِي حَقِّي فَهُمْ فِي حَلٍّ وَأَنَا أَحْلَلْتُهُمْ. Yani as far as whatever they have done wrong to me, yani I have freed them from it. I have freed them from it. And I have freed every Muslim. I don't request anything from any Muslim in reference to the rights that yani belong to me, if somebody has done any wrong to me. And here I want to refer us to two verses. I'm not going to have time to read them, but I just want to refer us to two verses in Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 133rd and 134th Ayat. Very, very important. And 41st Surah, Fussilat, 41st Surah, 34th and 35th Ayat. These ayats are tremendous. You know, may Allah yani, allow us to read the tafsir of some of these ayats and discuss them. In any case, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, he began to, and Ibn Qayyim is saying that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, at the time when he came out of prison, he began to advise the Sultan and to remind him in this particular situation where he was trying to get him, yani to take revenge against the people who had wronged him. Yani to such an extent that one of those judges who were from his opponents, Ibn Makhluf, from the opponents of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, said that when we had the upper hand against him, we instigated against him to have him in prison and even tried to have him killed. But when he got the upper hand against us, he pardoned us and he argued on our behalf to defend us. This is real life. This is not fairy tales to Jamaat al-Tabligh. This really did happen. This is a man, not the Prophet of Allah or the companions, a man who followed the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, and the way of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just in knowledge, but in character. Look at this man, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Not just his knowledge. And that's so important for us to recognize. There are plenty of people that have a lot of knowledge. We had a professor in the university one time who was a tafsir teacher, and he was supposed to cover maybe 30 or 40 pages during the course of a semester in 4 months, and he covered one ayah. Every day he kept talking about the same ayah, and he never said the same thing. People have knowledge. And I'm not saying anything about the professor, may Allah protect and preserve him, but I'm saying it's more than just knowledge. Don't be dazzled by somebody who has a lot of knowledge. But there must be the implementation of the knowledge, acting in accordance with it. That's what we're talking about, why Shaykh al-Islam Taymi is so great. Because he didn't just have knowledge, but he acted upon it. He lived by it. And that's different. That's very, very different than some of the people who have knowledge now. But we have to live by it. We can't just have knowledge. We have to act upon it. Yani, Al-Quran hujjatun laka aw alayka. And I'll repeat this again and again and again, every time. The Quran is a proof for you or against you. It's for you if you take this knowledge and act upon it. But if you don't act upon it, it will be against you. Yawm al-Qiyamah. So good character, yani, the good character, the great character, it becomes clear, it's manifested with the test that has been mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. So when we read the like of this knowledge, this information, نحتاج إلى خطتين. Yani, when we come across this information that we're talking about here, this kind of character that's required of us, and trying to meet this high standard, this high level, the Shaykh is saying, Shaykh Abdul Razak is saying, that we are in need of خطتين. نحتاج إلى أمرين. Two steps that we have to take, two matters that we have to look to. We have read this great speech, tremendous speech. All of us, we are saying, this speech is very, very tremendous. ولا ينبغي. And it is not acceptable, it's not proper for us to turn back, to be defeated, to feel that we can't make it, like we can't do this. نقول نحن ما نستطيع. We might be saying we can't do this, we can't do it. Rather, from right now, while we're in this blessed place and in this blessed dars, inshallah, this is the Shaykh's words, from right now we're going to change. ونحرص على مثل هذا المعاني العالية الرفيع. And we are going to eagerly, diligently seek these high, lofty ideas, these sublime characteristics of good character that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah has mentioned here. And here he mentions the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is just part of the hadith, that every believer, المؤمن القوي خير من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير, that the strong believer is المؤمن القوي خير, is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, but each of them is خير. And the Prophet said, احرص على ما ينفعك على من ينفعك واستعن بالله. احرص على ما ينفعك. Eagerly, diligently seek that which benefits you. واستعن بالله. And seek help from Allah. And he mentioned this hadith, what? Because this is the خطتين, the two steps that we have to take. One of them is eagerly, diligently seeking that which is of benefit. If this is something good, we should go after it. But the second step is what? Seek help from Allah. So we should seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-madad wal-aun, help and assistance, that He make easy for us this lofty, high character, and that He make us of the people of this kind of character. And secondly, وَنَأْخُذْ مُبَاشِرَةً بِالْأَسْبَابِ, and that we must take the means, utilize the means to achieve it. And I mean, we have to do something, and we have to ask Allah for help in order to be successful in doing it. Here the Shaykh mentions a story. He said, I will mention, in some of the lessons that passed by, there were some noble brothers, due to their noble character and their lofty character, in the dars, in the lesson, they didn't wait. When they heard the like of this, they didn't wait until they went out of the masjid. Rather, they began to correspond and to call some of those people that there were differences, disputes between them, immediately. And here it says, وَهَذَا هُوَ مُبَاشَرَةً كَسْبْ لِلْخَيْرِ. And this is a mistake. هَذَا هُوَ should be وَأَنْهُوَ. They ended, they settled immediately those disputes that were between them. They ended those disputes in order to earn or to seek the khair. Yani, they didn't wait until they left the masjid. Rather, they got on the phone and started calling people right now, and they settled their disputes. When they heard this, they acted upon it. So what are we going to do when we hear this? Good character, what it is? Are we going to act upon it, or are we just going to think about it for a couple of weeks, or a couple of months, or a couple of years? And it will be forgotten by them. So it is incumbent upon the human being to seek to achieve these lofty characteristics, and to rise up himself, to raise up himself by his character, and to rise to higher levels by good character, so that we will be from the people of these noble characteristics and high lofty characteristics. وَلَيْسَ بِعَزِيزٍ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يَكُونُ جَمِيعُ مَنْ And here the Shaykh is saying, and it's not something difficult for Allah, for every person who's in this gathering, to be from the people of this high, lofty, noble characteristics. It's not difficult for Allah. Yani, meaning that we are capable, by the permission of Allah, of reaching this high level. Or high levels. We are capable by the permission of Allah. وَالْمُعِينُ Allah. And the one who can help us is only Allah. وَالْمُوَفَّقُ Allah. And the one who gives success is only Allah. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ And here the Shaykh is saying what? That if you want to do it, the one to seek help from is Allah. He is the only one who can help. He is the only one who can grant success. And he has no partner in that. Meaning, don't call on anybody else to help you. Rather, call on Allah alone. Here, he goes back to the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. يَقُولُ رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهُ وَبَعْدُهَا الْوَاجِبُ وَبَعْدُهَا مُسْتَحَبُ Some of this is obligatory and some of it is commendable. Meaning, some of these things that he has mentioned here, in the sum total of good character, some of it is wajib. Yani, meaning, if it is connected to your parents. Yani, the parents and those who have rights over you. If it's connected to them, then it's obligatory to treat them in this kind of way. And if it's connected to other people, then it's mustahab. Yani, just ordinary people, it's mustahab to treat them with this good character that we're talking about here. Yani, meaning that which has been mentioned here by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he's saying that which he has mentioned here is a sum total of good character. Some of it is obligatory if it's connected to your parents. Such that if your father was rough or harsh or crude or stern or even had bad Yani mu'amala, treatment, that he treated you with bad treatment to the end of that, all of that. Yani here the Shaykh says in many of the houses today, especially those in which there is ta'addud, meaning when the man has more than one wife, sometimes he is more inclined to one wife over the other, or to some of the children over the other, and such as that. And this causes mashakil, problems, and it causes uquq, it causes the children to be disobedient to the parent. But this is the test for those children, so that the noble, high character will become manifest in them. Yani, even though their father was stern, was harsh, was rude, treated them bad, this is the test, that they're still obligated to treat him good. Whenever a person is the one who has this character in reality, they will, يعني متى يكون الإنسان صاحب فعلا خلق إلا في مثل هذه الأمور التي يعني Yani, a person doesn't really have good character, is not really a person of good character, except that when they can act this way, when they are tested, when the test comes to them. As far as, yani, that's the real proof that a person has good character, as far as if the person's father honored them, and treated them well, and gave them a lot of favors, yani, and then that person is dutiful to their parents, then they haven't really reached the test with that, because, I mean, it was made easy for them. Even though we can still say that this person is dutiful to parents, but this is not the one who has been tested. Yani, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored them, and their father, yani, their parent has helped them to be dutiful, yani, by being good to them. However, when the person comes to the test, then look at the test, and then we will see, yani, the reality. An example of this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The test is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 31st surah, Surah Luqman, 15th ayat, where Allah says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِي عِلْمٍ And if they strive against you, forcing you to worship something or to associate something with Allah that you have no knowledge of, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا Then don't obey them in that. However, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا But keep good companionship with them. Yani, treat them well, yani, in this world, in this life. Yani, meaning that even if somebody's parents, the worst behavior that could happen is that they try to force you to commit shirk. And in spite of that, he said, don't obey them in committing shirk, but still treat them well. This is the real test, yani, when a person is not, yani, when the person that you have to, yani, treat with good manners has not been good to you, then how will you reciprocate? Yani, will you return the ill behavior with ill behavior, or will you يعني return evil ادفع بالتي هي أحسن يعني what's the ayat not before that الحسنة ليس الحسنة والسيئة لا يستوي الحسنة والسيئة لا يستوي لا تستوي الحسنة والسيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم يعني the good and evil are not equal they are not the same so repulse evil with good not with good ادفع بالتي هي أحسن يعني person did evil to you don't just treat them with حسن rather with the best with the best And the ayahs that come after this, Allah says, no one will be able to do this, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا Except those who are patient. And no one will be able to do this except the one who ذُو حَظِّ الْعَظِيمِ The one who have a great portion of the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and the next. Any person did evil to you, you will respond to them with that which is excellent, the best. So the person even, يعني لو حتى لو بلغ العمر بال يعني even if the affair reached the extent that the person's parents is striving against him to commit shirk, then Allah says, still treat that person, their parent, well in this world. So what about the parent? فَكَيْفَ بِالْعَبْدِ إِذَا كَانَ It looks like it says, يَمْنًا عَلَيْكَ But it really should say, يعني فَكَيْفَ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا كَانَ بِدُونْ ذَلِكَ يعني if the parent is doing something evil that's less than that, less than forcing you to do the shirk, لم يبلغ هذا المبلغ بمجاهدة أبنائه وأولاده على الشرك بالله سبحانه وتعالى. يعني it didn't reach the level of trying to force their sons or their children to commit shirk with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. In that case, يعني this is the test that يعني makes manifest the son. Is this person really from the person who has good character, or is this person not from the one who has good character? In that which is related to parents. So whoever has rights over the person, like parents, then it is obligatory, yani, to treat them well. And whoever is other than that, who doesn't have, yani, it's not obligatory to treat them well, then it is mustahab to treat them in this good way, yani, for the other people. Yani, it's obligatory for the parents and those who have rights over you, and it's mustahab for other people to treat them with this kind of good character. And we're near the end of the time. So what remains, inshallah, we'll just try to read quickly. Allahu musta'an. The shaykh goes to the second part of good character, yani the more comprehensive meaning of good character. He says, as far as al-khuluq al-azim, the magnificent character, الذي وصف الله به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Allah has described Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with, فهو الدين الجامع لجميع ما أمر الله به مطلقا. Then it is the whole deen. This good character that the Prophet has been described with, it is the whole of the deen. All of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded with. Here Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is bringing to our attention an issue, a mas'ala muhimma, in reference to taqwa and also in reference to akhlaq. Yani a very important issue in reference to taqwa and in reference to akhlaq. التقوى عند الإطلاق تشمل الدين كله بما في ذلكم الأخلاق الفاضلة يعني التقوى when it's used in the absolute sense it includes the whole of the deen including noble character and fulfilling the things required by noble character this is a part of taqwa when taqwa is used in the absolute sense والخلق العظيم عندما يذكر وحده يشمل الدين كله and likewise الخلق العظيم يعني the magnificent character yani the high level of character when it is mentioned by itself separate from at-taqwa it also includes the whole of the deen yani these words when they use separately they include the whole of the deen so when we talk about good character this is another meaning of good character not the good character with the people alone rather the more comprehensive good character it includes the whole of the deen just as at-taqwa includes the whole of the deen as we remember from the ayat that we started this book with Yani the wasiya of Allah, of advising the people or commanding the people with taqwa means the whole of the deen. So here he says, if these two words are brought together, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ فِي ذِكْرِ If they are mentioned in the same place, as it is mentioned in the hadith of Mu'adh, when they are mentioned together, then at taqwa, its meaning became connected to the rights of Allah. So in that hadith, يعني اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ This is in reference to the rights of Allah. And in the last part of the hadith, وَخَالَكَ النَّاسِ بِكُلُكَ الْحَسَنِ and treat the people with good character. That's in reference to the rights of the people, because here they're mentioned together. When they're mentioned together, each has its specific meaning. يقول رحمه الله يعني شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية says, so the great character, it is the character that يعني the one that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is described with, it is the whole of the deen, all of what Allah has commanded the people with. And here he said, we see the grave, serious error of some of the people who are deceived by some of the يعني behavior, the interaction, the good interaction that they had with some of the disbelievers. And they say these people have a high level of character. Which high level of character? وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What kind of high character they have? Well, they're disbelieving in the Lord of all the worlds. Yani some kafir treated the person nice, talked to him, spoke to him respectfully. He said, wow, these kafirs, they have real good character. He's a kafir. He's disbelieving Allah, the Lord of the worlds. How do we describe them with good character? What kind of good character is that? And this is a grave mistake. Which character is this? Well, the person has disbelieve in the Lord of the worlds. Which character is this? إِذَا كَانَ يَكْفُرُ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. Disbelieving in Allah, making shirk with Allah. Which high character is this? Even if that person smiled with you and flattered you and treated you with some kind of beautiful good treatment that pleased you. فَهُوَ فَاقِدَ الْأَخْلَاقِ طَالَمَا أَنَّهُ يَكْفُرُ بِمَنْ خَلَقَهُ. But he is, يعني, he doesn't have good character as long as he is disbelieving in the one who created him, as long as he is making shirk with the one who created him, as long as he is worshipping along with Allah other than Allah. Where is the good character? So al-khuluq and al-itlaq, yani, so when we talk about character, good character in the absolute sense, it includes the whole of the deen. And this is what is understood from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 68th surah and 4th ayat, Surah Al-Qalam, 4th ayat, وَإِنَّكَ عَلَى قُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are upon a lofty, high level, magnificent character. Meaning, خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, meaning what? دِينٍ عَظِيمٍ. Meaning a deen. This خُلُق means the whole of the deen. يعني this خُلُق العظيم, it is the whole of the deen. And some of the people, they have limited their understanding of good character just to interactions with the people. They have limited their understanding of good character to يعني good dealings with the people. And for this reason, some of the people are dazzled by some of the disbelievers and some of their interaction with them, and they describe them as having high, lofty character. Abadan, no way do they have good, high character. As long as they're disbelieving in Allah, they are without good character. How can يعني Allah create them and then they worship other than Him? What kind of good character is this? يعني what good character is for the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him every blessing and favor to the end of what Allah has done for them, and then he disbelieves in Ar-Rahman? What good character? Where is this good character? This person doesn't have good character as long as he disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is without good character, and yet some of the Muslims are deceived by some of this mu'amala, this treatment, and some of this good acting. Yani they are dazzled by some of the kafirs who disbelieve in Allah and make shirk with Allah, but they smile at them and they say, speak with them respectfully, and they speak to them kindly, and then they say these people have high character. While we have forgotten about the reality of the fair, we have forgotten about the reality of their condition, we have forgotten about the reality of their evil character, yani that they are living with every day in disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are not worshipping Allah, the one yani who يعني is al-wahid al-qahhar. So يقول شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله يعني as far as al-khuluq al-azim, the great magnificent character which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has been described with, is the whole of the deen and all of what Allah has commanded us with, and this is what has been mentioned by Mujahid and other of the scholars, and it is also the implementation of the Quran, as was mentioned by Aisha radiallahu anha when she said his character was the Quran. And what does she mean by this? Yani that his character, meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his character was the Quran. It means that you will not find a command in the Quran, nor a prohibition in the Quran, nor any act of worship or obedience or any kind of behavior, muamala, yani transaction or interaction, or other than that, except you will find it in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. You will find him muttasifan biha, mutahalliyan biha. Yani every command, every prohibition, every act of worship, obedience, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with in the Quran, you will find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being described with that. Yani being adorned with these beautiful adornments of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and complying with all that He has commanded in the Quran. His character was the Quran. And finally, the last thing that the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, مَا حَقِيقَةُ هَذَا الْخُلُقُ, what is the reality of this character that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon? He said the reality of it is al-mubadaratu, and he being eager and hasty ila imtithal, to comply with ma yuhibbuhu Allah ta'ala, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, bitib nafsin wa inshira sadrin, yani while having a good feeling in yourself, in your nafs, and being willing and content, your heart being willing and content to act upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is beloved to Allah. This is good character. And otherwise, a person who has been commanded with salat, and you tell him, ittaqillah, fear Allah, get up and pray, and then that person gets up, munza'ij, yani disturbed and upset. وَهُوَ مُضْطَرِبْ, or it should be, مُتَضَيِّقْ, yani he is what? Tight about it. Yani he's upset that you're calling him to prayer to be obedient to Allah. Does this person have good character? Where is the good character in this person who gets up and prays, but gets up and prays with an attitude, or complies with the command, but with an attitude being disturbed and tight and unhappy about the fact that they have to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-khuluq, yani the real good character is when the person is drawing near to Allah by the acts of obedience, yani with whatever the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with, and that their heart, their heart is content, and their nafs is at rest, and their heart is moving forward, drawing near to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the one, yani who is disgruntled and upset and irritated and annoyed and the like of this, they are complying, but they are annoyed by it, and they're disgruntled and they're irritated by it, then this shows weakness of character and evil character and a low, yani mean type of character. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah here is bringing to our attention this high, lofty meaning in clarification of the reality of good character. Meaning that not only do you comply, but the attitude that you have, the state of mind that you're in that compliance. Yani a person is hasty without hesitance in complying, in conforming with that which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and feeling good about it. Yani being content within the self in doing it. This is the reality of al-khuluq al-hasan, real good character. And by this, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is bringing to our attention, yani the relation between at-taqwa and al-khuluq. And here he closes by saying that at-taqwa and al-khuluq, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَا, if they are joined together, meaning they're mentioned in the same sentence, كانت التقوى فيما يتعلق بحق الله سبحانه وتعالى, then taqwa, when they are mentioned together, it is, takes on the meaning of that which is related to the rights of Allah. And good character, it takes on the meaning of that which is connected to your dealings with the people. This is when they are mentioned together. إذا اجتمعت في ذكر, both of them are mentioned together. أما إذا انفرض كل منهما عن الآخر, however, if they are separate, mentioned separately, each one of them mentioned separate from the other, not in the same discussion, then each one of them comprises yani the whole of the deen. Each one of them takes on the full meaning of everything that is understood by Islam. And the like of this noble ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى الْخُلُقُ الْعَظِيمِ, yani what is intended by khuluq here, yani in this ayat, that indeed you are upon a lofty, magnificent character, what is intended by it? Meaning you are upon a magnificent deen, meaning salat, meaning siyam, meaning ibadah, worship. All of this comes under the meaning of you are upon a magnificent character, standard of character. It means not just yani speaking nice to people and being kind to people, but it means worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that is Islam. So in this case, at-taqwa and husn al-khuluq, yani إِذَا اجْتَمَعَا افْتَرَقَا. This is the rule. إِذَا اجْتَمَعَا افْتَرَقَا. If they are mentioned together, then they separate in terms of each of them having its own meaning. وَإِذَا افْتَرَقَا اجْتَمَعَا. And if they are mentioned separately, then they come together, meaning they come together in terms of the meaning. Yani the whole of the meaning is included in each one of them. And if they come together, then taqwa means the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and husnul khuluq means the rights of the people. And if they are mentioned, each one of them separately, then each one of them encompasses the meaning of the other. And this is, Annie, where we'll stop for tonight. We have definitely reached the time limit. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. If there's a question about what we discussed tonight, anything that was left unclear. نعم أخي. يعني if these two words, التقوى and الخلق الحسن, if they are mentioned together in the same breath, then each one has a separate meaning. التقوى means the rights of Allah, and husnul khuluq means the rights of the people. But when they are mentioned separately, and if you just talk about taqwa by itself, it means the whole of the deen. If you just talk about good character by itself, it means the whole of the deen, if they are mentioned separately. Subhanakallah.